Let us pray. God of love, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. A comedian said recently that he promised his wife that he would give a low-carb diet a try. So then he went on to eat his pasta lying on the floor. No matter how smoothly, technologically advanced, intellectually gifted, artistically inclined we may or may not be, all human beings are living creatures. We must eat to survive. We must take in nourishment of the right kind in order to keep our bodies healthy, functioning, and able to maintain life. It's the same for our souls. On this Sunday morning, when we do communion together, one of the most mysterious of all things that are in our Christian lives together, I think it's best that we take a moment and look at this scripture when Jesus tells us just who he really is to us. I think that of all the images and the metaphors Jesus uses to speak of himself, his mission, and his sacrifice, the two most universally accessible and meaningful still remain bread and water. Today, just as they did 2,000 years ago, Jesus, as the bread of life and as living water, suggests to our hungry, thirsty bodies and souls that in bread and water, Jesus provides us the basic sustenance that is necessary for our lives. Bread and water. Far from being prison fare, this is the universal soul food of the Christians. What overweight Americans are looking for when we eat our Big Mac burgers, our Häagen-Dazs sundaes, and our Pizza Hut stuffed bread crusts is simply found and much more easily digested in the bread of life and living water of Jesus. The only diet that can feed our starving spirits and fill our empty insides is, as John tells us, the food that endures for eternal life. Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. It's both easy and hard to get. The Samaritan woman at the well, who was tired of drawing water every day, she almost didn't get it. And the crowds in our scripture reading today, who follow Jesus to the other side of the Sea of Tiberias in order to receive more free food, they too have trouble understanding how different the sustaining elements Jesus offers are from ordinary bread and water. After the crowd compares Jesus' gift of bread with Moses' manna in the wilderness, Jesus does two things. First, he corrects their faulty memory. It was God, not Moses, who provided the manna. And then he goes on to distinguish God's true bread from heaven from anything that might hold butter or jam. Pre-feminist folklore preached that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Jesus appropriated this wisdom for men and women and took it one step further. The metaphor of Jesus, the bread of life, is a metaphor that meets hungering humans where we think we are, empty in our stomach. And then he points out to us that our real emptiness lies in our soul. Jesus' image goes through our stomachs to get to our souls. One thing that makes bread such a good medium and metaphor to convey the image of soul-sustaining nourishment is the life-giving process it goes through to become a fragrant loaf of bread. Except for a very few special unleavened varieties, what really makes bread for most of us is yeast. A tiny one-celled organism that grows and metabolizes its own food with great speed. Yeast organisms work in the dough, slightly fermenting and releasing gases so that the bread can rise. This natural process is common to many foods. Yeast organisms often get into and ferment many things that we don't even plan on. You ever find yourself spitting out a big swig of too old orange juice? The taste that tickled on your tongue was produced by that yeast. Indeed, part of the challenge of Passover preparations for our Jewish friends is to create completely unleavened bread, matzah, for the celebration. Part of their pre-festival celebration involves a ritual search throughout the entire house with a feather to seek out and sweep away any yeast that may remain inside and could contaminate the matzah. Jesus, the bread of life, is energized in each one of us by a divine yeast, the Spirit of the living God, who sent Jesus to be among us, to be here for us, to be within us. To benefit fully from this bread of life, we must keep our lives, our spirits, yeasty, whatever, whenever, and always growing. Because only Jesus, my friends, can satisfy the hungry heart. Because only Jesus has the words of eternal life. Amen.